Man, I wish I could get back to fishing on the weekends, back like I did back in the day when I was a wee lad. But I can't, man. The time is... Okay, let me just be honest. I can't find the right stuff. I don't know the right baits to go get for Texas. But I'm glad our new sponsor, Monster Bass, is the fun and affordable way to get the best new baits from the fishing industry's top brands delivered to my doorstep each month. Premium subscription fishing company that handpicks the best baits based on where I live and where you live and fish. No more guessing on which baits are going to work. Just leave it to the pros at Monster Bass. They know what to do. Basically, it's like having your own personal fishing guide. It's changing the way bass fishermen shop for baits. They're quickly becoming the number one fishing brand of anglers everywhere. They got the best baits from the best brands, and you're covered by the industry's best customer service. So, if you want to catch a bigger bass this season, head on over to monstersbass.com and use the code ACC10 to get $10 off your first box. That's monstersbass.com. Use the code ACC10 to get $10 off your first box. Sign up for Monster's Bass now. Tell them your boy Lloyd Smith sent you. Hey everybody, it's Lloyd Spence, and I am excited about where we are headed as we're getting closer and closer to the NBA playoffs. And man, you can tell things are heating up. So now I got to get in position. I got to get you in position to get you over to betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, and it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your, wait for it, 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So get on over there to betonline.ag, betonline.ag, your online sports book experts. Come on, man. Tell them the Noisemaker sent you.
Popcorn World.
So you can get this groove in a bag of a can. Put the bacon around the world and the holes in your hand. Popcorn World. 250 flavors gonna make you smile. 250 flavors gonna make you smile. 250 flavors gonna make you smile.
That's that popcorn make you smile.
Everybody tonight, my man Charlie Ward is right there. He's the only Heisman Trophy and Florida State legend we have. We're not really looking for more Florida State legends. We are looking for more Heisman Trophy winners, but that's a really difficult thing to find. So it's either going to be me or Kendrick, and I think our eligibility might be up. So we may just have to just live with what we got. But we like what we got though. Now, I mean, I'm not gonna hold you. We love what we got. Kendrick is en route. He'll be here un momento. But we're glad to be here together tonight for another episode. We had a little bit of a delay, but that's all right, because the only people that know that is people watching it on Facebook or YouTube. Everybody else is like, in podcast land, is like, what delay? It loaded up like it always does at 11 o'clock every day, every Tuesday and Thursday. So what's the big deal? All right. First of all, Charlie Ward, how are you doing, my friend? Everything good?
Yes, I'm doing well.
I like the shirt, man.
I am wearing a shirt. I had an opportunity to go to the Spire Academy or the Institute in Geneva, Ohio.
Ah, Geneva. And where is Geneva, Ohio? Where is that in?
45 minutes. I'm not sure which direction, but outside of Cleveland.
Okay, okay.
And so went out there to check out their facilities for a potential partnership in some form of fashion. But Ray Lewis is one of the stakeholders.
Oh, wow.
In this deal.
Okay.
And when I say that this place is nice, it is nice.
To say the least, right?
it's like it sits on 500 acres.
What?
Yes, 500 acres. And it has it's like three buildings, like three huge buildings. One building houses like five or six full-length basketball courts, along with, 12 volleyball courts.
Oh, wow.
In one place. And then on the other side of the hallway, you have two indoor soccer fields. Just massive places. But that's another place where they have drones. I didn't know there's drone competitions, but apparently there's drone competitions and kids are winning a lot of money flying.
This is a high school?
They just started a school, an academy. So there are some students there. It's like 50 students there now. They're looking to grow it to 700 students at some point. They're looking to rival IMG.
Clearly.
And what they're trying to do. And I mean, when you walk out of that building, there's this massive football stadium. I'm not sure how many it houses, but it's very, very nice. 8-lane track.
Wow.
Art track that the community uses for their sports. I'm like, man, that's just a great deal.
Yeah.
If you're in that community,
yeah,
that is a great deal.
Is Ray from that area?
No, it's an investment.
Okay.
Because the guy who one of the owners, majority owners, is in the Baltimore area. And this is nice. So in the next building is, yes.
In the next building.
It's like, I don't know, it's not a U. Not really a U-shape, but it's like three buildings, and they're all just massive.
Wow.
In this building, they have a dining area, like 400-seat dining room with, nice kitchen where you can get your food. It's walk through a lot of different eating choices, and as you walk out of there, you go upstairs, and then there's another little area where you can have a banquet if you like. But it's a U shape, around the 400 seats, and then you go into their academic part. That's where they have classrooms, and they're working now to try to seal a deal with. This is off the record, but it's on the record.
Okay.
Company to do their rehab and diagnostics.
Oh, wow.
There. And that's and when I mean massive, it's like 30 to 40,000 square feet. So it's like a clinic One of the major hospitals there that we're very familiar with. They're working to try to seal a deal, finish up a deal. And when I mean nice, I mean nice. They got rehab. They got underwater, all the underwater treadmills, all the hot, cold tubs, rehab place. Then they have a diagnostic place where you can get your X-rays and, you know, all those types of things.
So this is going to be a destination place. Like, this is going to be I'm leaving high school to go here, finish up. I may even stay an extra year and then go into whatever I'm going to do.
Yes, they have a post-grad basketball.
I was thinking.
For basketball currently. And for basketball currently. And then they have some track athletes as well that they train those. And they have a performance center where weight room, a 60-yard turf track in that building. And then they're bringing in like three colleges that's going to partner with them to start doing some individual or specialized training, like in engineering, because they have a esports deal there. So it's going to be some engineering where they build the drones and then fly them. And then they're working with some other partners to be able to have media production. Like I said, it's like 600 acres, so 500 acres. So they have a lot of land to be able to do whatever things they want. But the crazy part about it, those two buildings were massive. The third building.
Yes,
the third building is an indoor track. Like, they have national championships there, Division III. National championships. And it's a banquet hall on one end with some office spaces. And, I mean, it is just state-of-the-art.
So the tour itself was all day. The tour was like,
it felt like it. I got like 10,000 steps on the tour.
I was going to say, it sounded like the tour, you probably was a workout in and of itself. And then you said, we're going to break now for lunch, and then we'll come back and finish the rest of it. Wow. Yeah, that is amazing, man. That is amazing. It's called Spire.
Yeah, Spire Institute or Spire Academy.
Wow. Well, it sounds like they are well on their way to making some noise in these United States of America.
Yes, they're definitely, and it won't just be sports. It'll have some other, like I say, engineering.
Yeah, with the drones and stuff, that's incredible.
Media production. So they're looking to expand outside of just the sports realm, but the sports stuff they got there is like top notch.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. That is so well. The irony of that, as our lead in to tonight, is that the theme of tonight's show is life-changing moments. And so, you know, when you make these decisions to go do these type of things, go to an academy or be a part of IMG or whatever, these are the life-changing moments. And I was inspired by tonight's show by just a series of stories that have broken over the last few days, but also by something that Charlie Ward says quite often on this program. He says that when you make your decision, you have to live with your decision. Now, and I thought about that in lieu of some of the stories we're going to talk about here tonight, because the problem that I see with that statement, the only real problem I see with that statement is that is there's no foresight in that statement, because you can't see what decision you're making. All you can see is the decision, and you don't know what the outcome is going to be. You're just saying, well, this is what I think I should be doing. Well, okay, but that decision comes with a consequence of some sort. And so the stories that we're dealing with tonight are all stories that have ramifications tied to them. So it's an interesting dichotomy, because you want to try to make the best decisions for your life and hope that you have made that they're going to lead you down the right path. And sometimes that works out and sometimes it doesn't. But like Charlie says, you got to live with the decision you made, as our guy Kendrick Haskins pulls up, fresh from his favorite pastime of covering the Louisville Bats.
Tough watch.
We should have threw in the towel.
I left. It was 1-1.
Oh, God.
In the seventh, I think.
1-1. Oh, come on.
And I think the Bats had at least 7 stranded runners.
Do better. Do better, Louisville Bats. Do better. Do better.
Well, it is what it is.
So we start with this first story. Which is you know, we are believing the ACC, so we want to dive into stuff and try to understand some of the things that break in our world, our ACC world, and try to bring some understanding to it. So we all heard the other day about the Rashad Weaver situation in Pittsburgh. He's been charged with assault for allegedly. Now, this is where the story gets tricky. He allegedly hit a woman. And so as I've had a chance to dig a little deeper, apparently, there was a dispute at a bar. It sounds like he knew the woman well.
Right.
Maybe have been even a girlfriend of sorts or someone he was dealing with, whatever. They got into a dispute. This is where an argument. This is where the story diverges because she says, I spilled the drink on him.
Right.
Other people say she threw the drink on him. Apparently, that spilled out into the whatever parking lot or whatever. The next thing you know, she is lying on the ground and he's gone. Now she says he hit her. One person says I saw it. Another person says I didn't see it, but I did see her on the ground.
Which to me, it was very, very strange.
It's very strange. When you dive into this Rashad Weaver story, you go, what? This is it, you know, well, but it brought this to me. It brought this story to me, or this thought process to me. And I want to deal with the story itself, but I want to broaden, you know me, I like to broaden it out a little bit just to make it kind of make sense. So here's a young man going through the process of the draft. He is about to change his whole life and his family's life and probably his children's life if he can just stay focused and not do anything dumb. And then right before the draft, he does something that maybe was dumb. Maybe was dumb. We don't know.
Was this recent or was this?
Yeah, it was April 18th.
Oh, this year?
April. April 18th is what I read. So
what? Week and a half before the draft.
So what it made me go was, okay, why couldn't you have put yourself in isolation for where you're trying to go? Like, why you got to be out at Applebee's? I'm not saying it was Applebee's, but I'm just saying, why do you need to be out at a bar
doing it? They're young.
Like, I just.
They're young. Yeah. They're young. He's what, 21, 22 years old.
Yeah, I mean, we can say that, Kendrick, but the cost of this is we don't know.
We're in our 40s. We're thinking in our 40s. You 21, man. You're not thinking like that.
Okay. So my statement.
Go ahead, Charlie, because you try to think what I'm thinking.
Just so we can all, you know, kind of the statement that I know I make is, you know, the decisions that we make, we have to be willing to live with the results. So we may not know what we may be doing at the time, but we just have to understand and know that we have to be willing to live with whatever the consequences are. So I've sent I sent a couple of things to my players, and you know, whenever there's alcohol involved, decisions are altered. And so when you have those type of situations where decisions are being altered, now you got to live with that result as well by indulging or being in that environment. And I don't know what the percentage is, but most times when some of these incidents are happening, there's some form of altering, mind altering
right.
happening.
I totally agree with you there.
And they normally happen like after hours. I'm just saying.
But I want to take that a step further though, Charlie, because for me, the problem, the concern I have is the decision making of saying, I have to go out and do this. In the midst of you saying that what I really want is to go to the NFL. And you know that you have way more to lose in these circumstances than anybody else.
Right.
So I'm saying, I get the young thing, Kendrick, you're 1,000% correct about the young thing.
And I'm gonna add a layer to that when you get
go ahead. No, go ahead, because I want to hear it.
And you got to factor in, we've been in quarantine. They haven't been able to go out nowhere. He's just out.
That man has been out. He's been working out, getting prepared for the draft.
He wants to go out and kick it with his boys. I want to hear the whole situation. But I'm putting myself in a 21-year-old kid's
mindset. We should to understand or at least empathize. My only concern is, bro, you got to make better decisions than that.
I don't fault him for going out, but like when the situation started escalating, that's when you got to go. I don't fault him for just going out.
And see, I fault him for going out because I'm saying, for what? Like, you're a week away from the draft. Like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Because here's the thing that everybody in these boxes knows. When you are celebrity or athletic celebrity or whatever, man, you are a target.
Right.
And so people are always looking to provoke you or to say something or to, and then toss in alcohol to that. I just think, man, if I'm going through this process, I'm bubble wrapping myself. I'm like, I don't need to be out nowhere. I don't need to be. Because guess what? When I sign that contract, I'm going to be able to do any. If I got to have that moment, I can have that moment at my house. That's one of the things I never understood about athletes getting in trouble outside at a bar or whatever. Bro, you make all this money. Just bring everybody that you want to be in a party atmosphere. Bring them to your house. Control the narrative. Control the atmosphere, control the look and of the environment, and just party on if you want to. But going out where there's cameras now everywhere and everybody's a reporter because they have one of these, I just think you risk it a lot. That's just my opinion. Not coming down on Rashad, because I get it. You're right, Kendrick. But I just think, bro, you gotta be smarter than that.
Yeah, I mean, that's always.
I'm not trying to be preachy, Kendrick. I'm just saying.
I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying, but I'm also saying this is a 21-year-old
kid. 21-year-old kid, yeah. You're right.
So I just say also at 21, we have to be willing to live with whatever the results and consequences are. And so even though we are young, we're just hopeful that these don't cost us, millions of dollars.
Right, because the circumstances don't care that you're 21.
And we also have to make sure that we have the right people around us that will help us and not escalate whatever it may be. Because if you got buddies that are jumpy, they're just looking for something. And if it revolves around someone that they deem valuable, then they may escalate the deal and you may get lumped into that. That's happened, and we've seen that happen on numerous occasions.
Right.
Where the person who he wasn't even involved, I think it just happened. I'm drawing a blank on the name, but he wasn't even involved in the deal, but his name was in the headlines.
Right.
Jack Harlow.
What was that?
The rapper Jack Harlow over the weekend.
Perfect example.
So I mean, that kind of stuff happens. And your name is going to be the one that's going to get in the headlines. And
now
you have nothing to do with it.
Having said that, the story is shaky. The story is totally shaky.
Yeah, I'm going to have to see some surveillance cameras.
Yeah.
Be
some- yeah.
It's definitely a shaky deal.
It's definitely a shaky deal. So I feel like he may survive this. But hopefully this is a wake-up call to him that, man, you are a target, bro. You got to know that.
And yeah, you got to get out of situations. And like I said, I don't fault him for going out, but like once it starts escalating,
walk away.
You gotta keep it moving.
Walk away. It is not that serious. So we definitely want to deal with that. We got another ACC story in that Quinn Slezinski.
I can Slezinski.
Say it.
Slezinski.
Slezinski is transferring from the University of Louisville. When I read this one, I'll be honest with you, this transfer feels influenced. Am I wrong?
Well, I mean,
I'll accept that I'm wrong, but it felt influenced.
They've got he's basically a three. You already have Samuel Williamson there. You have the freshman from last year there, and then they got another guy coming in, and they got the kid from Miami that's coming in. So I mean, it's a minutes thing.
Yeah. So they said, "Hey, man, you can come back, but
right." I mean, Slezinski's a nice player. He's got good size. He can shoot. I like him because he's fiery. He talks trash.
I was gonna say I like him because he's a little cocky. I like that.
Yeah, he's from Houston.
Yeah,
I would imagine he's probably gonna. I would just guessing he's probably gonna end up somewhere around in that area. I would imagine.
Right.
But, I mean, that's a kid. Like I said he's Quentin 6'7", 6'8".
Yeah,
so he's got good size. And he's solid. He's not a string bean. And he's saying he can shoot. He made big shots. So,
Marco's asking how many have transferred from Louisville so far. I from the basketball team.
That's about it.
I think that's the only one. From the football team, it's been what about three or four?
Yeah, with football, I mean you can't pay attention to that.
Yeah,
they're always leaving in football.
it brought this question to me for you guys as well tonight. What is a legit reason to transfer in your mind? What's a legit reason?
Me personally?
Yeah, you personally or yeah, absolutely.
Like a
family.
Family, okay.
Family would be, but abuse, some form of abuse.
With the program that you're in, okay.
I think that's for me. I mean, I can only speak for myself. I stayed in school. I stayed at one school. I knew the situation. And I was in school for 5 years, but I wasn't going anywhere. I mean, one, because I was playing basketball, and two, I was close to home, and I was in a good situation. But not everyone's in my situation. And others have reasons for them to transfer. And then again, there are some coaches, just like players, they make decisions based upon what they have, you know, as a team. And if a guy says, I don't think I want to play here because of the minutes maybe dwindling, then they looked for another place. And the same thing for the coaches. They present it to the player that you may not get as much playing time as you desire. And that's like a hint to say you might want to move on and find another spot.
Right.
You know, there are multiple reasons for wanting to transfer. And, you know, I think those are valid reasons. When it's all said and done, when you put your name in a transfer portal, most coaches, I'm not going to say all, but the majority of the coaches are going to find somebody else. So when you
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you're basically saying I'm looking around. And when you're looking around, what does that mean? That means you have 1 foot out the door and 1 foot trying to stay in the door.
Oh, okay.
And so if a coach understands that and knows that, they may say the right thing, but just know they're more than likely, I don't know this from talking to anyone, but they're going and looking to try to find your replacement. And so I just think you have to be careful when you do that. When you put your name in the transfer portal, you need to at least have somewhere to go.
Some thought process that you got an opening somewhere.
Unless you're just trusting God, for that deal.
We forgot about Iggehorn.
Aiden Iggehorn.
Iggehorn. I can never pronounce his name. Iggehorn. Okay. I forgot he transferred as well. I forgot he was still on the team, if I'm being honest with you, because he
was hurt most of the season. Right. He transferred to Grand Canyon.
Okay.
Grand Canyon's a good spot.
That's probably a great spot for him because they probably not had a physical player of his caliber. Now, I don't know what his skill set is. His skill set seemed to be low. But the physical capabilities, I mean, if you look at him, you're like, oh, it's a good player.
He's the guy that you have get off the bus first.
Absolutely. You want him in the front.
He looks amazing. Yeah. You have him get off the bus with no shirt on. He looks amazing. He's and intimidating. And then you throw the ball down in the post. Well, better be ready to rebound.
Then the reality starts and you see what you got.
With that kind of skill set, you just find a place for him where he doesn't have to be a dominant ball in his
hand. He's a guy that you just have. He'll be better off in a system where you can run and gun. He's just running the floor. He's not a half-court offense type of guy. He's a run the floor, get dunks and stuff like that.
See, I think he could be a very poor man's Montrezl Harrell, who if he would commit to the defensive side of the ball, maybe even a better comparison. He could be a poor man's my guy out of Moorhead State.
Kenneth Faried.
Maybe he could be a poor man's Kenneth Faried. Maybe not skilled with the footwork, but could definitely play some solid hardcore defense, get rebounds, dunks when his next, when he gets the opportunity. And that's really, honestly, as crazy as it sounds, that's really all you need to do to make it to the next league, man.
I tell you who he could be. He could develop into is a Bismack Biyombo.
Very good comparison. Yes,
he could be him.
Yeah, nothing flashy. Nothing
flashy. Just goes in there, does the dirty work.
Does the dirty work and can stay in the league 10 years doing dirty work.
Because nobody knows how old Bismack Biyombo is.
I have no idea how old he is.
He's still in Charlotte. And he's gives him good minutes.
He's been in the league forever. Okay.
I think that's what he could be. He was injured all year this year.
But he's got to commit to something. He's got to commit to being something.
He could be a Nerlens Noel.
That's another great comparison. Because, see, here's the thing, and Charlie, you know this as well as anybody because you played in the league. The harsh reality for a lot of guys as they move up in tier from high school up is that whatever you got away with in high school as a player, you can't get away with that no more. Now you're starting to define your game for real. So maybe you could get layups and drive to the bat and all that stuff. Maybe you could get away with that because some of the guys were that skilled on high school team. But in college, come on now, you're not getting away with those things. And in the pros, you had no shot to get away with any of that. So you got to be good at something. Right. So figure out what that something is and be good and be the best at that.
Yeah.
And you also have to realize that 95% of the NBA is role players. Not everybody will start 95 and maybe higher than that.
Yeah. The list of just players is far bigger than the list of superstars.
So being a superstar is a role. I'm just
right.
So 100% of the league are role players because everybody has a role.
That's a great point.
The superstars, their role is to facilitate and make sure that everybody can eat, they can eat, and everybody else can eat. And then you have those that are one-dimensional or, you know, on the offensive end, but everyone has to buy in on the defensive end. But if you're offensively challenged, you find whatever it is that you do well and do it well. And then the next, however long you're in there, you have to improve upon something. You can't just be the same person coming back. And, you know, develop over the course of your years there. That's the way you're able to expand your role, whatever that may be. But, I mean, once you find your role, and that's part of it, you got to be able to be a star in that. That's what it is, starring your role. Mm-hmm. But everybody has a role.
That's a great point.
How about 95% of the NBA is still Shaq's term? Are the others.
The others. It's the superstar, and then it's the others. There you go. Let's take a quick break.
I didn't mind being the others.
I would love to be another.
Listen, you can do quite well in life being an other. That is very true. Let's take a quick break. Quick commercial break. Come right back. You listen to Believe in the ACC. Man, I'm so tired of this. This is Lloyd, your boy, Mr. Noise, and I can't find my sunglasses. You know what it is? It's probably because I don't like my sunglasses. And it's time to make my outdoor experience better with Canaan. Because Canaan sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. They're made with Japanese optics that make their lenses clearer, lighter, stronger. And, man, I love the Italian handcrafted frames that are impossible to scratch. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to use the exclusive code KANENCAST15. That's KANONCAST15 at Canaan.com to receive my 15% off discount on my first pair. And you can do the same thing. Just go to Canaan.com and use the code KANONCAST15 at Canaan.com and get a 15% off on your first pair. That's KANENCAST15. Canaan. Man, it's clearly better. Tell them the Noisemaker sent you. There we go. That was easy. Kendrick Haskins, two Hall of Famers and a guy. That's what we're going to rename the show. Two Hall of Famers and a guy. Got to talk
about. He'll be a Hall of Famer.
Hey, man, we'll see. I mean, you know. Let's see how this all plays out.
Make some calls over at Western High School.
I'm just saying. Your boy's out here doing some things, is what I'm saying. Okay. All right. We got this news the other day about why, because we had questions when we had our show on Monday, why Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah dropped in the draft. We found out that they discovered that he had a heart issue. And I don't know, and Kendrick and Charlie, you may have, in your research, you may have found this. I did not. I don't know who revealed that he had a heart issue. I don't know if it came up in a physical or if he and his team revealed that he had a heart issue themselves. But it was discovered, and he was ultimately cleared from that heart issue, whatever it was, but it scared teams enough to where they did not want to take him in the first round. And they decided to hold it against him. And so I thought that was just unfortunate because it cost them millions of dollars to drop to the second round. Now, he got into a good situation, but still, it cost them millions of dollars. So I wanted to ask this question. Is that just an unfortunate circumstance of the process? It's there's nothing you can really do about that because you can't. I don't know how you fix that if that leaks late like it did.
Yeah, it's just part of the process. You say it's unfortunate because of the money, but health-wise, I mean, you never know. It may have saved his life. That's the bigger, you know, that's more important than.
And we forget about that in this type of stuff because it is a heart issue. So, listen, if it's a real issue, he's not playing anyway, and it doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had one of my buddies who got drafted with me, Monty Williams. He had a heart issue that he had to work like the Devins to get clear.
Wow.
ended up getting drafted, you know, with the Knicks. And he was able to get cleared to play. Really didn't have any issues after that. But it definitely can be something that, you know, people scare people away, which you totally understand from a team perspective. But I know as a player, you know, that's the last thing you want to get out, that you have some form of a ailment. And an ailment can be anything. It's not just a heart. It can be, you know, a knee or a hip or shoulder or whatever it may be. You don't want those things to get out. But I still believe that if it's God's will for him to make $1 million or whatever he missed, it's going to happen. Regardless of where he got drafted. And yes, everyone would like opportunities, but would we all like to be drafted number one? That's just because we felt like, man, I'm a number one draft pick and I didn't get drafted there, I'm losing out a lot. Well, that's not where you landed. So wherever you land, that's what you have to deal with. So all this, I wish I had $1 billion. Yes, I wish I did, but
that theater room looks like you do, Charlie.
I mean, it's a nice theater room, Charlie. I'm not gonna hold you.
That is smoke and mirrors, trust me.
Well, we're seeing right through the smoke, right? I'm just letting you know, it looks like a nice room.
Yeah, it's smoke and mirrors doesn't create six chairs in that room.
I agree, it is very nice.
Hit the button.
And that was a Charlie Ward humble flex.
It's true.
That's what makes the humble flex.
And sometimes you gotta lob them up there because you know you're gonna slam it home.
I'm just saying, man. It's a nice deal. That's
a nice deal, Charlie.
That is one of the selling points for this home. That is true.
I love it. We wish the young man all the success in the world. It's not, you know, health. Health-wise first, more than anything. Hopefully he's on the other side of whatever this was. And then, if like Charlie says, man, it's the privilege of being able to play in the game and continue his career, and hopefully that matriculates into whatever it's supposed to matriculate into. But first and foremost, live. We want you to live, sir.
If he's healthy, though, he's going to be a heck of a player.
I think so. And I really do think he fell into a really great situation. So the opportunity for him to make the money back is there. Well, Marco, you're right. $230 million ain't shabby either. so now, those are Charlie wanted to highlight something else ACC-wise before we go into our non-ACC questions of the night. The ACC Women's National Championship Soccer is going on. And yes, if you can see by the chop that Charlie is making on the screen, his Florida State Women's Soccer team is – and I guess would we be considered the quarterfinals of the NCAA tournament soccer?
That is correct. They made it to the Elite Eight, if that's what you want to call it.
They're doing well. They are doing quite well, Charlie.
Yes, they won. They won today in the third round and made it to. We're in the Sweet 16 now, but we're in the Elite Eight now.
In the Elite Eight now. Yeah. So there's. There's actually it's very ACC dominated this tournament. I didn't realize that the women were the ACC women were tearing it up like this, but they are really kicking behind, as they say.
In the Sweet 16, so
yeah,
that's pretty good showing. Hopefully, we can keep, you know, progressing and winning.
And they are number one seed, Charlie. So the pressure's on.
Yes, that is true.
They are good. They're supposed to win the whole thing according to the seedings.
But there's North Carolina.
Yes, they are the two seed.
Yes, they got the same record. So I just checked. They had the same record. I mean, they didn't lose any games this year.
Oh my goodness! Wow. Well, it's gonna be interesting. I have to keep my right eye on that one. I don't know. I have to see how that's gonna turn out there.
Hey, and it's the ACC is half the field in the field hockey Final Four: North Carolina and Iowa, and then U of L and Michigan.
Look at that! Look at ACC just dominating stuff. Just dominating stuff.
Yeah, because North Carolina is the number one seed in that.
Yes.
So that's what we do. That
take that Title IX. We do. We can make waves.
Well, the reason why is because we believe in the ACC. There you go. All right. So those are our ACC moments of the night.
ACC moment because of U of L baseball coach Dan McDonald. Did you see that?
I did not. I missed that story.
So Louisville beat Vanderbilt. They have the big rivalry with Vanderbilt. They think Vanderbilt's number two in the country.
Okay.
Louisville beat them. I think it was 7-3, something like that. And in the post-game press conference, Dan McDonald goes off about not having fans there. Guess what changed today? They've been raised to 50% capacity at their baseball game.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, so they didn't have fans at the game?
They had some, but not very many. And they raised the capacity to 50% the very next day after he goes off in the press conference.
Man, okay. I'm not going to touch that one. That you know.
All I'm saying is, man, hey, this is our opportunity to break some bread while receiving some resources while we play our game. This goes into our athletic program. People seek butts in seats.
That's right. So
we're moving forward. Now you're starting to see more and more people. I'm sitting there watching LSU and these SEC games. I mean,
that was his point.
I don't see, like, I went to one of FSU softball games the other night, and they had like 4 or 5 seats on the row, like, cut off. And so I was sitting there watching some of these baseball games, and I'm like, I don't see no seats cut off. I see a lot of people sitting next to each other, like on an airplane.
Yeah.
Did you see the Kentucky Derby over the weekend?
I did. But Kendrick, they only had 50,000 people.
And they were all social because
and they were all properly social.
They all distanced. Yeah, and all had on their masks too. Uh-huh. I was there.
Yeah. What you missed on the podcast is me crossing my fingers. Listen. At some point, society has decided we're done with this.
Yeah.
And the economic side of it is probably dictating that as much as anything. Because I don't know how much you can keep losing money in these type of things. These things are driven by finances, and that's just how it is. And so you got to listen, there's probably going to be casualties. And that's just what it is. And I think as a society, we've decided I guess we can live with that.
Yeah. How long do you think they'll change? Because I'm watching the NBA game right now. Do you think they'll have fans in the seats for the playoffs?
Yes, okay.
They'll have more.
Yes, but I think every arena. Go ahead, Charlie. What you said?
I said they'll put some stipulations on that whole deal, like they've done with.
I think they'll have as many as 50% in the stands, maybe more. And listen, think about this. And this is we'll add this. We'll make this the 0.5. We'll have 2.5 non-ACC questions tonight. If in the first round of the NBA playoffs, the 4-5 matchup holds with the Clippers and the Lakers, do you honestly think there's not going to be fans in those stands?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, they're going to – it's that play at your own risk.
Right.
It's your own risk.
Okay, Charlie.
I mean, he's talking about the Lakers and Clippers. How about Brooklyn and the Knicks?
Brooklyn and the Knicks could be a potential first round. And you think there's not going to be fans? Sorry. Right. We're going to have to make some hard
decisions. Charlie's going to be there.
Huh? Well, Charlie will be in the – he won't be sitting amongst the people, though. He'll be in the box, you know.
He'll be in a box somewhere.
But... yeah, he'll be in the box where the legends are. Charlie, just on the very thought process of that. And that was a Charlie Ward humble flex.
What?
Because we know, Charlie, you're not sitting in the stands with the people.
Who do I know? I don't know very
much. You're a Nick. You're an actual Nick. You think they're gonna? Well,
you don't know Allen Houston.
Well,
speaking of Al, I was stuck in the airport last night. and I was trying to figure out where I was gonna stay because I was homeless for a good minute. I booked the hotel room. And then I called the people at the hotel, and they said that where I booked it, they overbooked rooms. And so I was homeless for about an hour and some change trying to figure out where I was going to stay last night while I was I missed my flight. So while I was trying to figure that out, I see a 6'8 cat, or 6'6, however tall he is, cat that looked like Allen Houston. We're all in the same airport. And so got a chance to hang out with Allen Houston last night, called an Uber to his hotel, and found a room at a hotel. And so we got a moment to catch up as brothers. So,
that's sweet. Now,
Lloyd, where are you from? Lloyd, you're from Louisville, right?
I am.
I'm from Louisville.
Yeah.
Allen Houston has been somewhat in our lives since we were kids, right?
I actually went to high school with Allen.
And my daddy used to cut his daddy's hair.
Yeah.
Have you ever called Allen Al?
Never called Allen. Not one time. Even in high school, never called him Al. It just.
But this one over up here talking about he can't get in the Knicks game.
Right. So that justifies me prematurely giving you a humble flex. Because you backed it up with a humble flex story about your buddy Al, your brother Al.
Your brother Al getting you a hotel room.
No, he had his own, and I actually found one, but we just got an opportunity to catch up.
That's cool, man.
For him, if you want, he was playing at the Masters with his dad. His dad got him opportunity to play at the Masters. I didn't get.
Oh wow!
Yes, that's where he was coming from. He was trying to get back home. He ended up getting caught up with the delay as well. But that's Allen Houston.
Yes, Marco. My freshman year, I went to Al was a senior when I was a freshman. So yes, I went to school with him, sat and ate lunch at the lunchroom. Now he wasn't Allen Houston then; he was just 08 Houston's son who had just won a state championship.
Yeah, and he definitely wasn't Al.
He wasn't Al at all. If anything, at our lunch table, he was just that big ear dude. Big ear light kid dude. So, you know. But he was a good guy.
He is a good dude. He's good as gold.
Yeah. Okay. So, just real quick, I wanted to jump into one other story. We're going to do two, but we'll just do the one. I forgot. Wait a minute. We got to scout the non-ACC story. I almost forgot about our other breaking news story. About Justin Foster, who went out in February with COVID and actually ended his football career. Said, I'm done. I'm not going to play anymore. And he had what is considered long haul COVID-19 symptoms. He went back to, right when we were coming on the show tonight, about an hour or two, he went back to Dabo Swinney and said, hey, man, I think I may be getting better. I may be okay. And so Dabo is letting him back on the team. So he's going to try and resume his football career at Clemson, which is, this is a kid who, for all intents and purposes, was thought of to possibly be an NFL draftee. Like, he has NFL talent. And then when he contracted COVID, that, you know, there was some question about his return or his future, because he couldn't seem to shake the symptoms. And I don't know if he's completely shaken the symptoms even now, but I think he's still experiencing mild symptoms, but I think he's getting better. But he still has the chronic fatigue and breathing problems and some of that stuff, but he's working through it. And Dabo, to his credit, said, listen, man, you ain't got to play every snap. We'll figure this out. But let's get you back in school. Let's get you educated. Let's figure out what we can do to make you, you know, get you back on the flow. But you guys, what are your thoughts to Justin Foster coming back to Clemson?
Well, he did graduate.
Oh, he did graduate?
Yes.
Okay.
And that he graduated. Well, and
with his bachelor's, you mean?
Yes, he's going for his
master's. He's going for his master's, right. Okay.
Yeah. But he did have some underlying conditions when he got COVID. So, you know, he had asthma, and there was something else I thought I read that he was battling. So that, on top of that COVID,
yeah,
really took him over the top in a place, mental space, that he just felt like he didn't want to fight through. So that's the reason why he felt like his athletic career was over. And then I saw where it says he got the shot or vaccine, and then he started to feel better. Mm-hmm. So he started to crawl, then he started to walk, and then he started to jog, and kind of that whole deal.
Yeah.
To where now he feels in a mental place where he can overcome, just like that mental hurdle that we talked about with the injury is very similar. You know, just getting over some of the things that, from a mental standpoint, that you can get over those things. That, yes, it may be tough, but you still have to push through. But the thing that I admire most is, you know, Dabo having that open door policy, having that opportunity for him still there, and saying, yes, come on back.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they have a scholarship. Maybe they do have a scholarship for him because he's been on scholarship.
Right.
And so I just think that's something. I know that's something I've heard from some of the players that have played over the years for Coach Bowden, when there's numerous guys who messed up an opportunity, and Coach Bowden said, or Chris Winkie, a la Chris Winkie, decided he wanted to go. He came to camp, decided he wanted to go to play baseball. And when he decided he wanted to come back to football, Coach Bowden had a scholarship for him. And so it's that type of heart as a coach, you know, you can appreciate.
Yeah, absolutely.
John Calipari has that at Kentucky with those guys. When they leave early, they always have a scholarship to come back and finish their education.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I'm excited for Justin. I hope he can regain a high level of quality of health life, more so than anything else. Now, if that results into a football career, then that to me is just the cherry on the icing on the top of the cake. But the cake is, man, be healthy, overcome the circumstances, and live a high quality life. Because there's still so much we're learning. But hopefully one thing I'm excited about is being in that facility around some of the best medical professionals that you can possibly be around for a year. That's probably going to be really good for his recovery, because they're going to do everything they can to make sure that he gets better. And I'm excited about that for him.
Man, this going to the sleep room, man.
The sleep room?
Yeah, breathe some of that oxygen that they putting out in that room that make your lungs and everything feel like gold.
Ah, okay. The sleep room.
You ever heard about the sleep room?
That every school has, or that they have in the Ward House.
No, it's not in every school.
So it's just in the Ward House because you're dangerously close right now, Charlie. I'm just letting you know.
It's not in the Ward House anymore. I'm just saying, it's not in the Ward House anymore.
I don't know what to do with that. I don't know how to.
It's that
you know what to do with that. Chamber.
It's that hyperbaric chamber air. So they have.
He's a college student. He don't have a hyperbaric chamber.
They probably do at Clemson though.
That's a good point.
They have a room that you go in, and that's the oxygen that you're breathing in that room. You don't go and get in the hyperbaric chamber like most folks. But at Clemson,
most folks. Most folks in your circle, Charlie.
I don't think you. Like, I'm hearing you say these words in a very common fashion, but I have news for you, Charlie. Breaking news to Charlie Ward. Everybody ain't got no hyperbaric chamber.
It's available to all those that choose to use that as an option for healing.
Where?
I'll just say, you do your research. You can go and try to find it, but it's available to everyone, like everywhere. You can go and find one. There's places here in Tallahassee that you can go and get in a hyperbaric chamber if that's your choice for healing. I used it when I was playing for healing, recovery. Actually, I put my son in there with me. That was bombing time for us. He was a young cat.
I feel like we're right there at the place. But I don't know how to process.
I'm just saying
the humble flex.
Teetering.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like teetering.
We're teetering.
It's teetering.
But he's not saying I own one, so I can't really.
He used to.
He used to, which is why I'm kind of teetering. I'm just okay. We're gonna let you live this time, Charlie, and just because you were about to break a record tonight, and I'm here for it.
I'm just saying that at Clemson they have,
I like that though, Charlie.
That different room where the air is different. And it's very comparable to the hyperbaric chamber. I just brought the story up because it made sense.
I like it.
Has something like that.
Yeah, I like the fact that he has access to the best opportunities to change his health situation. And so if that's what you're saying, Charlie, then I'm here for it.
I wouldn't be surprised if Clemson went and got something for him like that.
Great point.
Help him.
That's a great point. Great.
Because if the room can't do it, then put him in the bubble.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Anybody got any final thoughts they want to share with the people as we close out for the night? We had two great stories that we're going to sit on. We may bring them up on Monday. They won't be old on Monday.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. No final thoughts? We good? Everybody's good?
Yeah, I don't have anything going on. Derby's over with.
I mean, we already talked about Al. So,
I don't know. Al,
you missed Ray Lewis. We started the show with Ray Lewis.
What was that?
Yeah, the shirt he's got on, you know, that's his homie, Ray Lewis.
Of course, it is.
And a business that he has going, which is this massive.
Well, we're gonna get Ray Lewis on here so he can do the squirrel on this show.
That'd be fun.
Well, you gonna bring him on here so he can do the squirrel on this show?
I have to try to see if I can catch up with him. I'm not that I know him, but
well, you can get your buddy Al on.
Get Al on. We're all reminisce together.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You come on with a couple of Louisville boys.
Yeah, tell him it's a guy, a couple of Louisville guys. I don't know if Al remember me because I was a freshman, but still, he'll remember all the guys we know together.
I just talked to his daddy during the basketball season because his Al's nephew plays here. He's a senior this year.
There you go. So it'll be like a family reunion. Call Al.
High school, right?
Yeah, I went to high school with him. Yeah. For 1 year.
Yeah, let me see if I can get him on.
Get Al on. There you go. I'm not gonna do it. I should, but I'm not gonna do it because I want to see Al. So there you go. Listen, we've had a good time as we always do here on
And we learned a new nickname.
And we learned new nicknames today about Ray and Al and all the good people that, you know. We'll do it again on Monday. We'll bring up our two new story, non-ACC stories, and we'll have some new stuff. Hopefully by the end, Charlie's Florida State Seminoles will be the Women's Soccer National Championship. Louisville will be the Field Hockey National Championship. We'll have a whole lot to share with you guys. Until then, that's Charlie Ward. That's Kendrick Haskins. I'm Lloyd Spence. We'll see you at the conference.
There you go.